This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. When the Pentagon was attacked on 9/11, the building burned for 3 days, and the nation's military headquarters almost shut down. 184 people were killed. Surprisingly little has been written about what went on at the Pentagon that day, but it's the focus of a new book called Firefight, Inside the Battle to Save the Pentagon on 9/11. In a moment, we'll meet the authors, journalist Rick Newman and volunteer firefighter Patrick Creed. Creed is also an Army Reserve officer, and in the middle of writing the book, was sent to Iraq where he was injured. First, we're going to hear from someone who was working at the Pentagon on 9/11 during the attack. Mark Carlasco is a former chief of high-value targeting. After the first phase of the war in Iraq, he left the Pentagon to do human rights work. We heard from him last month, but saved this part of the interview for today. Did you think that the Pentagon was going to be targeted?
Yeah, it's funny you should ask that. I was actually in a meeting in the NIMJIC, the National Military Joint Intelligence Center, which is this vault inside the Pentagon where the intel guys work. And we were watching the World Trade Center on the TV. And someone said, oh, you know, it's been hit. So there we're watching it. And when the second plane hit, we all looked at each other. And literally, I don't know if I said it or someone I was with said it, said, I bet you we got stingers on the roof of this building now. And we really meant it. I think we really meant it, that there was, you know, there were going to be guys with anti-aircraft missiles all over Washington, D.C., on the White House, on the Pentagon. But I was really still surprised when the boys in black pajamas ran into the office with their submachine guns and screamed, evacuate, we've just been hit. And I was really surprised, even though we had, you know, spoken about that. And you know, we're in a vault, and you're basically underground, and you have to understand the Earth is an incredible insulator, and the Pentagon's a big building. You know, it's a mile from end to end, and I was working on the north side, and the building was hit on the south side, so I didn't feel a damn thing. But as soon as I stepped out of that vault, there were a few things that really struck me. One was the smell, and it was just this smell of burning horsehair. This fire, because the insulation in the Pentagon was horsehair, you know, built back in the 40s. It's the Second World War. You need to use kind of cheap replacement materials. And so they used what was cheap and easy. They used horsehair. And so there's this bizarre burning smell. And the other thing is there's candy all over the place and cans of soda. And it's because all of the candy machines and soda machines had just burst open when the plane hit and the pressure wave went through some of the corridors. And there's glass and debris and this cacophony. And it was just really, really shocking to me that place, which I really and truly believed was probably the safest spot on the place of the earth, was all of a sudden, a target and was on fire.
What was your instinct to run out? Or to stay there trying to look for people who might be hurt, to rescue secret documents, information that you needed? Like, what was your instinct?
My first instinct was to call my wife. I immediately picked up the phone, and I called Carolyn, who was working for World Wildlife Fund back in D.C., and I just picked it up. I said, we just got hit. I'm okay. And I got that out, and that was it, and the phones were not working anymore. And once I got out of my area, I was looking to people and just standing there looking around. You know, everyone was a little bit in shock. And I saw a colleague of mine, kind of a mentor, Gary Greco, who is still there working at a fairly senior position in counterterrorism. And I ran up to Gary, who was very senior, and I said, what do we need to do? And he looked at me and he said, Carlasco. He always calls you by your last name, Carlasco. Do you have any medical training? You know any have any medical training at all? I said no, nothing. And he said, then get the hell out of here, just go home. And you have to remember, at the time there was another plane in the air. There were even reports of bombs going off at the State Department and throughout D.C. There was, you know, this chaos. Nobody knew what was happening. And so I thought, okay, you know, let's get the hell out of the building. And I ran out. And as I ran out of the north parking entrance, I you know, was with this huge throng of military and civilian people just funneling out of the building. You have to remember, there are thousands of people working in the Pentagon. It's the biggest office building in the world. And I turn around, and there is this huge black cloud just shooting up into the sky. And just, I was numb. It was incredibly numbing. And I was really shocked. Got into the car, started driving down the George Washington Parkway with the local NPR station on. And I heard the first building go down, first World Trade Center, and I did not believe it. I stopped at a light in Old Town Alexandria, and I opened my window and screamed out to the other car across from me. I said, "Did you hear the World Trade Center just collapsed?" And we were having this conversation. I couldn't believe it, and got home. And I mean, I lived very close to the Pentagon, and so I actually got home just in time to see the second tower collapse. And I just sat in my living room, just numb as could be. And I was shaking. I was shaking like a leaf.
Mark Alasco was working at the Pentagon on 9/11. He now works with Human Rights Watch.